Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do you enjoy eating out on your own? Do you actually feel comfortable in your own company? And how frequently do you do it? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. British broadcaster Becky Hayes is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because Becky brought out a series of single survival guides that have gone viral on TikTok about this. Do you enjoy your own company, Becky?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks
How are
for having
you?
Me on.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Do you know what? I never used to enjoy my own company. I think because I was married previously for 16 years, I was very used to being in a relationship. And then I found it really difficult. So when I got divorced from my ex-husband, I found it really hard to be on my own and actually, you know, spend time on my own and do things on my own. So it was definitely a process for me, kind of, you know, learning to enjoy my own company. And at first, I remember when I had like an evening on my own or a weekend to myself, I used to be terrified.
Just of having to spend time on your own.
Yeah, I think because I was so used to being with somebody, I was like, oh my goodness, I've got the whole weekend to myself. Like, what am I going to do? So what I used to do was just fill it with, you know, plans. So every sort of second of the weekend had to be full up with either seeing friends, going out, or, you know, going to see family. And then I started therapy for a few different reasons. And my therapist sort of addressed this with me that I didn't like spending time by myself. And she said that what I had to do was basically try and spend a weekend by myself and not, you know, have any sort of fixed plans and see how I got on with it.
I would have always found over the years that, like, I would tend to always have plans or something on or do something or be meeting somebody over the course of the weekend. But I think during COVID, Becky, when you couldn't do that and you couldn't meet people, like, it has kind of changed that trend a little bit. And, like, sure, now a lot of your weekends might be free or, you know, you mightn't have stuff planned, or actually sometimes you just need the break. It can often be nice to just have a quiet weekend alone.
Yeah, you're right. I think COVID has definitely changed it. And actually, I've done a complete 180 now. So whereas I used to dread, you know, being alone or having my own time or not having any plans, now I love it. And I'm worried that I love it a little bit too much. I'm worried that I'm turning into some sort of hermit or something.
But it is difficult for people. I was only talking to somebody recently about this, about eating out. And they were, you know, they were telling me that they were dreading the fact that they had to go for lunch by themselves. Like, I would have no issue at all. Like, you know, if I left here today, left the office and might go and get lunch after the programme, I would never go for dinner on my own. I would never go out in the evening and go for a meal on my own. And that's because I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think that is the difference. I think going for lunch or maybe even for a coffee by yourself is not too bad. But as a woman going for dinner by yourself, that's a really big deal. And I did actually do a thing on my TikTok where I set a challenge for single ladies. And I said, listen, because I had the weekend to myself, I was like, I'm going to go out this weekend and go for dinner by myself. I'm going to challenge you to do the same thing. And I had lots of women messaging me going, I can't go for dinner. It's too much. It's too scary. But then actually, because I was doing it, it sort of inspired and encouraged them to do it. And a lot of them messaged me saying, listen, I was really scared, but I did it. And actually, I really enjoyed it.
Really? And like, so the reaction was quite positive to it.
It was very positive. Yeah, I think sometimes when you see other people doing it, because I guess when you're single or not even single, maybe like your partner works away or you just have a lot of time to yourself, I think it can be quite a scary thing to, you know, go somewhere alone. I think you fear getting judged by other people that they're thinking, oh, why she sat there on her own having dinner. But actually, the reality is no one else really cares. Like, you're more conscious of it, I think, than anyone else is around you.
But is it because we're not used to seeing it that much, though?
Yeah, it could be. I think as women generally, like you said earlier, we might go for lunch or a coffee, but going for dinner, I don't think we really do it that much.
Or I would never.
But you know what?
I would never go for a drink on my own, Becky, ever. Like, and I'm always amazed, and I would chat to friends about this. You know, if you're in a pub over the weekend, you know, and I might be there, you might only be on your own if you're waiting for someone, whatever, male or female friend to come in if you're meeting them. But like, you would often see boys, lads, they'll sit at the bar counter, they'll have a great evening all by themselves sitting at the counter. But like, you so rarely, in fact, I don't know if I've really ever seen many women do that.
Do you know what? I don't see many women do it, especially going for a drink. I think I have done it a few times, and I have to say it does feel quite empowering. Like, once you get over that whole, like, oh my God, everyone's looking at me, they're all going to wonder what I'm doing on my own. Actually, it feels very kind of like, yeah, here I am having a drink. And I always think it looks quite I don't know, quite chic. If you see a woman out for dinner on her own and she's completely unbothered that she's on her own, I think, oh yeah, like, she's the sort of woman I want to be like.
So when you brought out your survival guide, the series of single survival guides, and I know, as I said, they've gone viral online and in particular on TikTok. What are you advising people to do, Becky?
So what I do, I give people a bit of an itinerary, because a lot of my single friends at the moment still really struggle with having, you know, the night to themselves or the whole weekend. And they sort of think, oh God, what am I going to do? And they feel the need to have some sort of plan. So what I've done is I've done literally a whole weekend itinerary, a whole Friday evening itinerary. So if you do find yourself on your own and not knowing what to do, you can literally follow these itineraries, and it talks you through literally hour by hour what you can do.
And what are you suggesting people do, though?
It's all kinds of things. So it could be going out for a walk, tidying the house up for a little bit, having like a power hour of cleaning, going to, you know, a farmer's market and picking up some nice fresh ingredients to make dinner that night. It could be going for a little mooch around the shops. It could be coming home and, you know, having a really nice bath and a shower, and then like putting on a playlist and cooking dinner for yourself. And it might then be, you know, finding a really nice film to watch. It's just making the most of all the little things that you normally do.
Yeah, it's funny though, isn't it? Like, I wonder, are there many survival guides, or not even survival guides, but, you know, suggestive guides for men in terms of like our mindset, you know, and how we approach it?
Do you know what? I have had a few men come in. They're like, hey, what about a single guys? Can you do one for us? But I'm like, well, I don't really know what guys enjoy doing at a weekend. So I find it a bit difficult. But yeah, it's a funny one. But the reaction has been really, really good to them. And I've had a lot of women who definitely say that, you know, they do struggle when maybe their children are away with their dads, if they, you know, have that, split their children 50-50, or if their partner works away, like some people's partners work on the oil rigs and things. And so they say, I really struggle with what to do. But actually having an itinerary and having it laid out in front of me, they said it really helps them kind of just focus on what they need to do.
Yeah. Interesting text here, Becky, from a listener who says, baby reindeer has ruined a woman ever going for a drink in a bar alone again.
That's so true. Yeah, we all don't want to be known as martyrs, do we?
No, definitely not. Listen, Becky, thanks a million for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live. That is, of course, broadcaster Becky Hayes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.